You're listening to Real Talk, sponsored by Marcus Werenberg Theaters. I'm Colin Ritter.
And I'm Peter Lewis.
And in today's episode is the June wrap-up.
Yes.
Yeah. So we're going to be wrapping up the month of June, talking about some, I guess, movies that we've watched, some box office numbers.
Biggest news stories from the month.
Exactly. Biggest news stories.
Little preview of July. We'll talk about some trailers.
Yeah.
It's basically, just, you know, like I said, it's a June wrap-up. We're going to wrap up June.
Wrap up the month.
I would say, technically, I know May is the start of the summer blockbuster season. I would consider June is like when we're really getting
into
it.
We're officially starting, yeah.
I got to say, so far, this is shaping up much better than 2015 and 2016
Agreed.
Was.
I agree. A lot of good movies have come out so far, or some pretty decent movies, I would say, have come out so far. And July, as mentioned, seems to be pretty promising. There's a lot of good stuff coming out in July that I know you're excited about as well as I'm excited about. Overall, what was your favorite movie of July, of June, rather, just to get this thing started?
So we haven't reviewed this yet, but originally people were probably like, oh, it's Wonder Woman. God, Peter, you're so predictable.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Saw Edgar Wright's masterpiece, Baby Driver, which perfect.
Yeah.
I don't say that a lot about movies. I try to be cynical and be like, oh, it's nearly perfect. But
yeah.
This, I would easily say 10 out of 10.
10 out of 10.
And which, again, doesn't surprise me because Edgar Wright is basically has become my favorite modern filmmaker.
Yeah.
Like, just how he makes these movies. Like, he's very interesting with them, but you can follow.
Yeah.
Because usually there's that problem where it's so different that it's like, what is going on?
Yeah.
That doesn't happen in his films. He's a funny guy. He knows how to make these fun, interesting characters. And it paid off in a big way in a great summer blockbuster movie.
I'll be watching that one this week, so.
You will love it.
Yeah,
I guarantee.
I'm looking forward to it. My favorite movie of the month, Transformers last night. I'm just kidding. I'm totally kidding. I'm probably just going to say, yeah, Wonder Woman.
Fair enough.
Although I did like Cars 3 a lot. Now that it's kind of sat on my mind after the fact, I really liked that movie.
Interesting.
Not as much as the first one, of course, but I really did like that. So pretty close between Cars 3 and Wonder Woman for me. But then again, I love animation, so it's probably why.
I will say, for my love for everybody on that Wonder Woman movie, it was everything I wanted. Thank you for that.
Yeah, it was great. It was a great movie.
Just saying, maybe get Edgar Wright on board and you'd be even better.
Not a chance. No. Anyways, moving forward, Peter, what do you have for us as far as news is concerned for the month of June?
Started off slow, but we got really bit busy towards the end. We'll start small. Production for Top Gun Maverick is expected to start next year with a possible release date for 2019.
Hmm. Interesting.
I just put that there because I love Tom Cruise. That's all.
Fair enough.
Most cases, I would just be like, oh, my God. and when I see the first trailer, I'll be like, oh, my God. But
yeah.
You know what? Because I did see The Mummy.
Wah, wah,
oh, I was wrong. I was so wrong. That was terrible.
Yeah.
I was Tom Cruise's streak of good films has been broken.
Yeah. I mean, they're trying to position this whole dark universe, you know.
Oh, that's how they opened the movie.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, no. Here's the thing. When we, I think when we previewed this at the end of the May wrap-up, I said I was excited because, you know, the idea of, like, these horror characters, you know, maybe, like, coming together. I did not see this trailer they put out. It was basically the old, you know, footage or scenes from the Universal Monster movies.
Yeah.
And they had, like, this superhero music over. I was like, oh, no, this is not what this should be.
Mm-hmm.
And that's exactly what it was.
Yeah.
So, technically, tell Universal this, Dracula Untold in 2014 was the technical start of their Dark Universe.
Yeah.
But that bombed bad. So, like, do-over. Can't get a do-over after this. You're you're stuck. So,
yeah.
Good job.
Nice work, folks.
Still love you, Tom Cruise. Days of Thunder was awesome. Godzilla, King of Monsters, has a release date for March 22nd of 2019.
Hmm.
They're expecting Rodan, Mothra, and King Ghidorah.
Interesting.
I'm excited.
Yeah.
I love the 2014 Godzilla movie.
Yeah.
Kong Skull Island was not that good, in my opinion. But
yeah,
I still love this universe. I'm still excited for Godzilla. And you know what? Could be good.
Could be.
Again, because they got the origin story out of the way. Now it's destroyed.
Here's when it hopefully gets better.
Let's destroy some cities.
Exactly. Go straight into it.
Absolutely. Warner Brothers and the Tolkien estate, J.R. Tolkien, rather, settled a massive Lord of the Rings lawsuit worth $80 million.
For what?
I don't know. I just heard that thing. It's like, okay.
Interesting.
Good for the Tolkien estate.
Yeah, no kidding.
Colin, I have not seen Fantastic Beasts. Was it good?
I didn't watch it, to be honest with you.
Oh, well, there's a sequel starting. The sequel will start soon, so.
I will go out and just say that I was not a big fan of the concept because I was so in love with the original Potter films, and I get it. People are going to get mad at me for saying that. A lot of the Potter fans are going to be like, well, if you love Harry Potter, you have to love this. But no, you don't. I just wasn't very interested. I was not interested in it at all, to be completely honest. I had no desire to see it, really. And I have even less of a desire to see this sequel.
I don't think I've ever said this on the show before. I remember seeing the first Harry Potter when it came out because, you know, it was the big deal. Everybody's seen it.
Yeah.
I didn't see a Harry Potter film until 2012 after that.
Wow. That's crazy.
Summer 2012 was when I sat down and saw, what was the second movie called? Chamber of Secrets?
Yeah, Chamber of Secrets.
Then I saw Prisoner of Azkaban, which I would say is my favorite of those movies. Then it was summer 2013 or 2014 when I finally saw all the rest of them.
Yeah.
So, I was never a Harry Potter
fan. I was an opening day kind of guy for all of them. Went to the book release parties, you know, dressed up, all that jazz. So I was very much into it. I would definitely say there was a time in my life when I was definitely, definitely more of a Harry Potter nerd than I was a Star Wars nerd. I definitely think that was, I mean, there's no questions asked.
Okay.
I mean, there was definitely a period of my life when I was completely Harry Potter obsessed. Even more so than Star Wars.
I knew I was friends with a lot of people who were like, Peter, I cannot believe you just don't read or watch Harry Potter. I'm like,
yeah.
Like, I think I've said before on the show, I've just never been a fantasy guy.
Yeah.
Like, when you start introducing dragons, wizards, stuff like that, I'm like, I don't hate it, but I'm just like, it's just not me.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
But again, you know what? I have seen all the Harry Potter movies. Not bad.
Yeah. I mean, I think they're, I love them. I think they're great.
I can't say there was one that I was, well, I'll say definitely Hallows Part 1. I was like, why does this exist?
Oh, see, I disagree. I loved
really?
It. Yeah, I loved it.
Fair enough.
But then again, I've read the books.
So
I'm expecting it. I love the way it's brought. And of course, everyone's going to say, well, none of it's as good as the books. The books, of course, it's not as vivid and it's not as detailed. But I loved the setup. I mean, there were a lot of things that were left out that I thought were pretty crucial that needed to be in there. But, you know, you only have 2 hours, 2.5 hours. What do you expect? Mm-hmm. You can't blame the filmmakers every single time they're missing an element because they have a lot to work with. They have a lot of pages of this book to work with. But I love that setup, and I thought it was a good transition into part two, which I thought was the absolute perfect way to end pretty much a franchise I'd followed all of my childhood. You know,
I even remember
seeing Sorcerer's Stone, you know, back in the day.
Yeah, people need to realize a book and a film are two very
Absolutely.
Different mediums. They're never going to be identical, no matter how hard you
exactly. try. Exactly. So that's why I hate when people say, well, it's not as good as the book. Or, you know, on the flip side, well, it's not as good as the movie. You don't hear that one as much. But, yeah, that may be true. But you can't compare the two. Because, as you just mentioned, they're different mediums. You can't expect to have the same depth in a movie in 2.5 hours in a book that may take you 2 or 3 days to read.
Here's what I always say. Did it get the tone of the book and the major plot points correct?
Exactly.
Because if so, it is like
you're winning. Yeah, you're winning.
There's some things that just are in the book just to fill up pages.
Exactly.
That's how it is. I'm sorry to tell you that.
Yep.
Moving on. To a sequel to a film we haven't seen.
What is it?
20th Century Fox has released 6 mystery dates for their Marvel movies.
Hmm.
The current schedule is June 7th and November 22nd, 2019.
Okay.
Get ready for 2020 because you have March 13th, June 26th, and October 2nd.
Oh, gosh, that's
and
a
then
lot.
March 5th, 2021. And again, this is not counting the currently announced products like New Mutants for April 13th, 2018, Deadpool 2 on June 1st, 2018, and X-Men Dark Phoenix on November 2nd, 2018. So if you like X-Men, 2018 and 2020, get ready. You got 3 films each.
Yeah, that's rough.
And I've said before in the Logan review, I was not a big X-Men fan. There are some X-Men films that I love, like Days of Futures Past and, of course, Logan and Wolverine. But again, I mean, this is just a franchise that I'm just...
This is going... And they're kind of going into, like, that whole Stranger Things fad that I mentioned in Transformers. Let's let some kids take over. I mean, great. That's fun and exciting, but people are latching onto this kids being the heroes a little too much. Leave it to 11 in Stranger Things.
And Transformers last night basically ruined kids in movies for me.
Oh, my gosh. That
was
rough.
Terrible.
She existed for no apparent reason.
Yep.
But that's another episode.
Mr. Collins, did you see Terminator Genesis?
No.
You are lucky, sir. You know what? This idea, I'm going to read. AMC Theaters on August 25th will domestically release the 4K 3D conversion of Terminator 2 Judgment Day.
Interesting.
You know what? Hollywood, instead of remaking every film or giving them pointless sequels,
re-release
in stunning 4K.
I will take that.
Oh, yeah.
Over remakes.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. I completely agree.
Because I would love to see Terminator 2 on the big screen.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
With that's because I again I've only seen it on TV and DVD.
Yeah.
Never.
Sign me up for that. I will take that over poor remakes.
Absolutely.
Any day.
Again, Star Wars was released like 7 times in theaters.
Yeah.
And no one cared.
Exactly.
Do that. Just re-release stuff. I don't care.
Yeah, I completely agree. That's like the Raiders of the Lost Ark, yep. Then becoming Indiana Jones, Raiders of the Lost Ark. Mm-hmm. I'll take it.
The big news.
Big news.
In the world of acting, Daniel Day-Lewis is going to retire. His last film will be The Phantom Thread, a upcoming Paul Thomas Anderson film set in the fashion world of the 1950s and scheduled for this Christmas.
Hmm. Interesting.
Retiring basically at the peak of his career.
Yeah. People make weird decisions.
Yeah. Again, it's
Hollywood. Give him 2 years.
Okay, I don't think this is gonna last.
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe it will. Colin, you remember the Ghostbusters movie last year that was the most political thing in a election year?
I do.
Dan Aykroyd, attack director Paul Feig, said he overspent on last summer's remake. The Ghostbusters remake is considered a box office flop. It's estimated $70 million loss.
Hey.
Although there were some interviews where Paul Feig said like the film had to make like $500 million, so that number could be much higher. Again,
yeah.
I don't want to make that fact. That was a year ago I read that.
Yeah.
It could have easily been something that says this was a misconception.
Yeah, of course.
But again, the advertising for the Ghostbusters movie last year was insane.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
They bought back the Ecto Coolers, the Twinkies with the green slime.
Yep.
It was everywhere, even if you were like, I am not seeing this.
Yeah.
Like, you could not escape that movie. And again,
right.
The online comments were just, what a mess.
It was
that
blasted,
was.
Yeah.
Do you people remember that? It was awful. It's like, you people are arguing over a dumb remake.
Yeah.
You are insane. But
what
yeah.
What can you do?
Aykroyd claimed that Feig overspent, refused to shoot additional scenes. And which basically, in his mind, ensured the Ghostbusters franchise would not continue. Which, in fairness, Paul Feig did not want Ghostbusters 3 to exist.
Yeah.
Which, again, he was going to have a hard time getting Bill Murray either way.
Yeah,
true. I'm surprised he got Bill Murray for the remake.
I'm really shocked.
Which was my favorite part of the movie because he just did not care.
Oh, absolutely not.
I was
not.
Like, God, Bill Murray, you are great. Like, he was there for that paycheck.
Oh, you could
that
see it.
Was
you
it.
Could see it.
And they tried to make him a plot point, which is hilarious.
Yeah.
Again, if I remember that remake, if you didn't like it, you were suddenly could be called any sort of words. Or if you were excited for the movie, it was a mess.
It was a mess. And I will say this. I watched the movie, obviously, in the theaters. I got some laughs. I thought it was funny, mm-hmm. but it wasn't Ghostbusters to me just because it didn't have that same nostalgic feel. I think to me it was maybe too modernized. I mean, which
yeah.
is a stupid complaint considering the film was made. Now, obviously, and not in the same time as the original, but the originals, rather. But, you know, it's one of those things. It's touchy. It's a touchy subject.
Yeah.
You know.
Again, I didn't like the movie, so people are probably like, oh, Peter, you're a misogynist. Like, fair enough. Fair enough, I guess. It's just ironic because I didn't think the movie was good enough to warrant such reaction to begin with.
Yeah.
It's like, when I actually saw it, I was like, this is what got people wanting to kill each other on the internet for basically a year.
Yeah.
Like, this was the end product.
Exactly. It wasn't a stunning performance on anyone's part.
Yeah.
It wasn't, yeah. Yeah, I totally get what you mean when you say that.
Again, when you're remaking something like Ghostbusters, you were kind of going to fail from the start.
Exactly.
No matter if you had an all-female cast, all-male cast, half-male, half-female, it was going to fail.
Exactly. It doesn't matter if every original actor from the first Ghostbusters was in the film. It probably would have been a flop. People would have watched it. But you're never going to get the same feel as the original.
If it
ever.
Was maybe Ghostbusters 3 with a passing of the torch, maybe it could have gone better.
Yeah.
But I think just in hindsight, like...
The way it worked, it kind of was like, well, let's forget that this first group of Ghostbusters ever existed. It didn't really make sense because it wasn't... You make a great point. It wasn't a passing of the torch at all. It was like, let's create the Ghostbusters now and act like these... You know, this old group never existed, and then they have run-ins with them in the movie. I'm like, okay, come on.
But they're not playing the characters they play in the
exactly,
original.
Exactly, exactly.
It's like, why are they even there to begin with?
Exactly.
And then they said it was going to be a whole new Ghostbusters universe, but then the post-credits scene, they allude to Azul.
Yeah.
It's a mess. It's kind of weird that this is coming up again, because again, a lot of this is Sony's fault, because they really wanted a big blockbuster, because they're the odd ones out. Like, they're doing great in their video game universe with the PlayStation 4.
Yeah.
But their movie universe, especially after the Spider-Man franchise failed.
Yeah.
Like, they're desperately looking for something.
And this was supposed to be their cash cow.
And
didn't necessarily work.
Yeah, so basically, officially, the Ghostbusters universe is dead.
It's dead.
That's basically why it's there.
Yeah.
Let's get to the big news. Two of them, actually. SAG-AFTRA have confirmed a tentative new 3-year deal with the AMPTP.
Hmm.
So we won't have a writer strike like we did almost a decade ago in 2007. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that has been
resolved now.
Yes, for now. For 3 years, at least.
For 3 years. Give it 3 years. We'll go right back into it.
And Colin, it wouldn't be a movie talk without mentioning Star Wars.
Star Wars. You hate it. What can we do about it?
I hate Disney. But you know what? That's fine.
I don't hate Disney. Not a chance. I hate some of their decisions, but that's beside the point.
So have you heard anything about the Han Solo film?
Yeah. It's kind of all over the place. Ron Howard's officially taking over the film. There you go.
I'll basically read this. So the original directors were Phil Lord and Christopher Miller.
Correct.
They are a famous duo for 21, 22 Jump Street, the Lego movie, the Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs movies. They've been involved in some way, director, producer, writer.
Yeah.
So basically, Lawrence Kasdan and Kathleen Kennedy, basically the rulers of Star Wars now.
Yeah.
People I don't like the most. But you know what? That's fine. That's fine.
Exactly.
Leave that to the side, Peter.
Yep.
Basically, they saw the movie, and from what reports made it sound like it was going to be Ace Ventura, Pet Detective with Han Solo.
Yikes.
Which, here's the thing. You're hiring two.
Now let me go and say I do love Ace Ventura, Pet Detective, but that's beside the point.
I don't like Jim Carrey.
Hey, that's okay. I don't like Quentin Tarantino.
Fair enough. You don't like culture.
Yeah.
Kidding. Love you.
Coming from the person who hates Star Wars. And thinks Moonlight is the best picture of the year. Give me a break. Anyways.
When did I say that?
Carry on.
But here's the thing. If you're hiring Phil Lord and Chris Miller, who are known for comedies,
yeah,
can you say you're surprised that that's what the product was going to be?
No, I'm not shocked at all.
So I'm like, what was Disney thinking?
What are they ever thinking?
Good point. With Star Wars.
So with anything.
So like Colin said, Phil Lord and Chris Miller, they're as director. Ron Howard has stepped in to finish the movie. Most reports are saying it was at the midway point of production, so there's some, I guess, room to improve it.
Yeah.
But there was, like, one report that scared me. It was, like, 90% done. I was like, oh, good luck, Ron Howard.
I'm just expecting this movie to be complete and total garbage, to be honest.
Can't be surprised.
Yeah.
I think they got the casting of Lando Calrissian.
Yeah, Donald Glover's going to be great.
Oh, he's going to be perfect.
Yeah. Aside from that, it's probably going to be trash.
Yeah. So, originally they were supposed to finish filming this month, but that's been moved to September 2017, and they're still going to try to make a May 25th, 2018 release date.
Hmm.
So, people disagree with me on Rogue One and Episode 7. I think we'll finally have a Star Wars movie that failed.
Yeah.
And we can all be together.
Yeah.
So
I agree.
So that's the month of June.
Yeah.
News-wise, at least, we had some trailers released.
Trailers, yes. And I can probably say I haven't caught up in any of these just yet.
Have you seen the trailer for The Murder on the Orient Express?
No.
It looks good.
Does it?
I still love the original movie. I think this could work. My biggest worry is they're just trying to start sequels up.
Mm-hmm.
Which, that could be a concern.
Absolutely. Getting too far ahead of yourself.
Yeah, because I don't think that'd be a worthy thing to build a franchise on. But you know what? Who knows? I could be wrong. It was a great trailer. Looked enjoyable. Had a great mustache.
Gotta love good mustaches, you know.
Jumanji.
Why does this need to be remade? No one knows.
Oh, guess what? It's not a board game anymore.
Oh, what is it
now? It's a video game.
That makes it even worse.
It does. And apparently it's still set in the same universe. So, like, the Robin Williams adventure still happened. But somehow the game's now in a video
game. Like reincarnated.
Pass.
Yeah, that's a hard pass there.
Pitch Perfect 3 exists. Did we really need that?
No, absolutely like not.
I'll give the first one. It was a surprise movie.
I really liked the first one, yeah.
Pitch Perfect 2? I get what they were going for, but at the same time, it's like, you struck lightning once, you can't do it again.
Exactly. And when you get to the third adaptation of this kind of movie, not adaptation, but third addition to these kinds of movies right here, you know, they're just for the money. There's probably not going to be any substance, any quality in it at all.
Honestly, watching the trailer, I was like, why?
Well, yeah.
Like, I love Anna Kendrick and all, but I don't think she can save this film.
No.
So that's a pass.
Yeah.
Black Panther finally got a trailer.
Hmm.
Interesting, I guess.
I guess.
I can't say I'm an expert on the Black Panther lore or whatnot. He was great for the most part in Civil War.
Yeah.
Andy Serkis will be back as the villain. Forget the name.
Yeah.
So we'll see. We'll see.
Yeah. Most anticipated movie of July for you?
Oh, we're going to get into that right now. July 2017. On July 7th, we have Spider-Man Homecoming.
Mm.
The third Spider-Man in 15 years.
Mm. I'll be seeing that one.
Yep.
Probably tonight.
I will be seeing it tomorrow night at the time of this recording.
Yep.
On July 14th, we have, for me at least, the big one, The War for the Planet of the Apes. God, I'm dying.
That does. I'm pretty excited for Dunkirk myself, too.
Which is on July 21st.
Yes.
With Valerian in the City of a Thousand Planets.
I'll pass on that one.
Oh, it looks terrible.
There are a lot of good movies coming out in July.
And to finish it, July 28th, we have Atomic Blonde, but we have the real big one, the summer movie to end all summer movies.
Emoji.
The Emoji Movie.
The Emoji Movie. Hey, T.J. Miller is in the Emoji Movie. Poor guy.
Not going to be enough.
Absolutely
to
not.
Do you want to see that just to say you can see it, or is it going to be a hard pass?
Oh, I don't know.
I feel like since we saw Transformers, I think we're forced to.
We have to go see it.
We're kind of forced to.
We have to.
Like I said, I'm most excited for War of the Planet of the Apes.
Yeah, that does look great.
Bit confused what's going on, because there were some sources that were saying like this is going to be like a major franchise beyond like 10 more films. I was like,
yeah.
Oh, no. From the sound of it, this is the closing to this trilogy.
Yeah.
I guess they could do something after. I'd hope not.
Yeah.
I would hope we could finally have a, because again, from reviews that I've read so far, this sounds like it's going to be on the same level as Dawn of the Planet of the Apes.
Yeah.
Which is a good, one of the interesting reviews that I read that was a negative review said the war aspect was beneath the Planet of the Apes, this whole rebooted franchise.
Yeah.
Which actually excited me. I was like, wow, this franchise is so respectable that people are like, this violence is just unnecessary.
Yeah.
Like, I like that. I'll take that. I'm still excited for this aspect because Woody Harrelson's always great.
That's your boy.
Love him. He's also going to be in the Han Solo movie. He's Han Solo's mentor, so he may not make the best decisions all the time.
All the time, yeah.
But he gets them wrong most of the time.
Most of the time.
Right, most of the time. Sorry. It is too early to be speaking English.
Hey, no worries.
But yeah, I'm excited for War of the Planet of the Apes. I'm going to go bankrupt this month.
Yeah.
Like there are
a lot of movies.
Four films in four straight weeks that I want to see badly. And from the looks of it, all of them think currently are in the 90s. Spider-Man is, War of the Planet of the Apes, Dunkirk, most likely will.
Yeah.
Chris Nolan doesn't have movies that go below the 70s.
Yeah. But
Atomic
it's the first for everything.
Yeah. Hope not.
Yeah, let's hope not.
Well, Colin, I think that was a good June wrap-up.
I think that's a wrap-up.
Box office number is basically, think Beauty and the Beast is still number one.
Still number one in the country and worldwide for the year.
Wonder Woman was more than likely first for June.
Yeah.
I think it was about $700 million so far.
Something like that.
So it's on track to be the highest grossing DC Universe movie.
Good for them. They need it.
Oh, they really did.
Yeah.
Well, that was June, folks. And before we leave you, we do have an announcement to make about the show.
Yeah, go for it.
So we're going to put this up the week of July 10th, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So basically, we are going to be taking some time off to work on a big project that
yes.
we've been planning for a while.
Absolutely.
It's gotten to the point where we realize we're going to have to dedicate a little more time. So that means we're not going to have some real talks from now up until we're hoping to come back the week the Southeast Missouri State University fall semester begins.
Exactly.
Which is the week of August 20th, I believe.
Correct.
We'll definitely be back for September.
Absolutely.
We may try to come in to do a July wrap-up.
Very likely that we will do that.
Yeah. So basically, we'll be back at the end of July or beginning of August, but then we'll take another short break till the semester begins or when September begins, whatever happens first.
Yeah. So definitely stay connected so you can hear news about our bigger project that's coming up that I'm pretty excited about, and I think Peter's excited about as well. We're not going to give anything away just yet. We're going to kind of let it come to you, but I I think it should be a lot of fun. It's definitely one of my favorite subjects to talk about, period. So that may give you some hint there.
And we will say when Real Talk does come back, it's going to be a different series.
Yeah.
Because, again, when me and Colin started this, we were kind of aware that this is going to be more the experimentation of, like, what this podcast could be.
Exactly, yeah.
And we found some things we'd like to talk about and some things we don't really like to talk about. So when we come back, we're still going to do film reviews because we'd love to do that, especially for the newer releases.
Yeah.
We're going to look to do more, you know, films from the past, like I've been discussing with you, maybe a Mad Max Fury Road review. And we want to make these, especially films that have already been out for a while, to do more analysis with it, like go maybe scene by scene.
Exactly.
And talk about what we'd like. Because, again, it's kind of harder to do with the newer movies because, again, we only see them once.
Yeah.
Then we immediately go to review it most of the time.
Exactly. It's hard to sit and just say we like a movie or don't like a movie and provide analysis. As he mentioned, especially with movies we've only seen one time.
Yeah.
So what we really want to do is make sure that we can really break it down and make this what it should be and go a little more in-depth than some of our favorite movies of the past or some of the most famous movies of the past and just kind of take it to the next level and mm-hmm. stop being so just baseline and just kind of on the surface, skimming the surface.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And again, we're going to do more topics like what we think about remakes, reboots, sequels, all that. Because we've talked about, you know, films are weird. We have some different opinions on how some franchises have handled that and whatnot.
Yeah. And then talk about techniques, you know, techniques special to certain directors or, you know, certain actors. So, I mean, Hitchcock, obviously, Spielberg, which we've already dedicated an episode to Spielberg.
Yeah.
And there's just a lot to talk about. And we're just skimming the surface. So the rebooted Real Talk that will come back this fall, late summer, early fall, will be rebooted, revitalized. By that time, we will hopefully have completely finished production on our big project, and it will be out for you to listen to, and we'll go from there.
And decades will continue.
And Disney will continue.
Not going to be more... If we do any shows like that, decades or like the Disney, we're going to try to keep it from becoming like a list episode where it's like, I love this film, I love that film. Because that's kind of what we've noticed has been going on with some of our things.
It's just small talk,
yeah.
but recorded. And we want to get away from that. We want to provide insightful information and insightful commentary on these movies. Because anyone can sit around and talk about them, talk about how they like them or dislike them, you know?
So basically,
that's what we're going for.
Real Talk is going to be rebooted. Coming to you soon, end of August.
Coming to radio waves soon.
Yes. Technically internet waves, but
internet
same
waves.
Thing.
/ radio waves, whatever way you listen.
So basically, we saw Transformers recently, and it was so bad, we were like, we got to step away from this show for a while.
We're done for a while.
Yeah, we've been planning this for a while.
Yeah, we've been planning this for a while to, as mentioned, dedicate time to this new project. So I think that wraps up the June wrap-up.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
I hope you'll miss us.
But we'll be back.
Yeah, eventually.
We'll always be back. So as always, folks, check us out on iTunes, Google Play, KRCU.org.
The NPR One app.
The NPR One app. Facebook. Get on there. Search KRCU. Follow the station. Follow everything that we are doing, and you can stay connected. Hey, who knows? In our return, we may have a more revamped marketing plan where you can stay connected with us. Maybe some more social media outlets to help you stay connected with us specifically. But we'll have to see. We'll go from there. So as always, for Real Talk, I'm Colin Ritter.
And I'm Peter Lewis.
We'll see you at the movies.
Soon.